This is Tina, and with me is Peyton Perry Radcliffe.
Hello.
Who's our current title holder.
All right, awesome. Good to have you guys on the phone here to talk about the Jackson Crossroads pageant, but we also, it's been expanded to a couple of surrounding counties. How about that?
Yes, that's exciting. Yes, we're announcing our expansion into both Ingham and Hillsdale County, and that's one of the reasons we appreciate you doing this for us, so we can spread the word.
Yeah, walk me through a little bit of the process. How does that occur, where it goes from just Jackson area participants to including Ingham and Hillsdale as well?
Okay. There's two different types of pageants in the Miss America opportunity. One is a closed pageant, which is closed typically to a county or a specific demographics, and an open pageant, which is open to any young lady that's in the age requirements that lives, works, or goes to school in Michigan. So we are a closed pageant and always have been, previously known as Miss Jackson Crossroads, but now we are actually expanding into Ingham County and Hillsdale County. So that means any young woman that is eligible age-wise in any of those counties can now, if they work, go to school, or attend or live in any of those counties, then they can actually compete for our pageant, our closed pageant, and represent Miss Crossroads.
Yeah, and if I understand correctly, we have some scholarship opportunities up for grabs in the pageant. Just talk a little bit about what those provide to the participants who receive those.
Hi, I'm Peyton. I'm the reigning Miss Jackson Crossroads. Those scholarship opportunities are very beneficial because you can not only use those towards your upcoming school year, but there are points of time where sometimes contestants use them towards paying off their student loans. I know for me personally, I've earned through my years competing in Miss America over $20,000 in scholarships, which has been very beneficial for me. And winning the title of Miss Crossroads allows our title holder to win more scholarship dollars and have scholarship opportunities at the state level. So winning Miss Michigan, or even placing in the top 10, or even just winning a side award regardless of your placement. So this is a stepping stone to more scholarship opportunities at the state level for our contestants.
Yeah, I think that's something that maybe some people might not realize when they see like a winner of the Miss Crossroads pageant competition, that they're actually going on to compete in maybe higher profile things, where it's not just a big deal for the area, it's a big deal around the state.
Absolutely. And whoever gets to be Miss Crossroads gets to wear that sash on the Miss Michigan stage. So it allows them to have that sense of pride to be representing this area in Muskegon at Miss Michigan in 2026.
Right. And even though the competition isn't until this upcoming December, I'm sure there's plenty of time's worth of preparation that goes into things like this, to where you kind of have to start thinking about it months in advance.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the misconception about competitions like this. People think we just walk on stage, and that is absolutely not the case. For our competition specifically, we have a closed interview, which is about 9-10 minutes, and then we have a talent portion as well for a 90-second talent. That can be singing, dancing. I've seen people do science experiments. It can be a monologue. And then, of course, the health and fitness portion, as well as the evening gown portion and onstage questions. So there are a variety of things that do require much preparation, and whoever is crowned Miss Crossroads has an amazing board behind them too that will aid them in their preparation for Miss Michigan 2026.
And that process on the day of, as a participant, kind of maybe walk me through a little bit of how, maybe for you, how that you don't want to be necessarily like emotional, but not too emotional. How do you kind of handle that kind of that balance between being open and honest, but also not necessarily having the emotions play too much of a role in the competition?
Absolutely. It's about showing those judges your authentic self and being okay with that. Because at the end of the day, only one person will walk away with the title, and you have to know you've put your best foot forward as yourself. And that's what the judges are looking for. They're not looking for the quote-unquote perfect pageant person. They're just looking for someone that is able to speak on their service initiative, what they will be advocating for as a title holder. They will be able to see their talent as well. And that interview, that private interview I spoke about earlier, is your highest weighted score. They want to get to know who will be our next person to represent us at Miss Michigan, and hopefully represent us on the Miss America stage as well. So with that interview being weighed so much, it's just important to come across as your most authentic self so the judges can get to know you as a person.
And if there is someone who's thinking about participating in the competition, but maybe they're a little on the fence, they're a little unsure of maybe they should enter or not, what would you think would be kind of a determining factor in getting them to sign up? What has the pageants done for you that you think could get somebody who's maybe on the fence to join in the event?
Take advantage of opportunities. I have had so many opportunities from competing in Miss America and connections I've made that would not have been possible without taking the chance at competing. And we offer resources as well, such as clothing. We have a closet that we donate to that has gowns for someone that may be on the fence in terms of finances. Taking opportunities when you can get them. This is an opportunity to earn scholarships. This is an opportunity to build your networking and professional skills. And I know I'm more confident interviewing for graduate school, interviewing for jobs, because I competed in the Miss America opportunity. And a part of that as well is getting able to advocate for something you're passionate about. I advocate for positive representation with my service initiative that's HERO. It stands for Help Encourage Representation and Opportunities. So it's giving community service as well. So you're allowed to do community service opportunities while having the opportunity to pour into yourself as well. And at the end of the day, this organization is built to create empowered and strong women, and that's what this board is here to do for contestants and the title holder.
I like how you mentioned the kind of networking, maybe some of the togetherness aspect of it, because I do feel like, unfortunately, a lot of people's perceptions of pageants might be a bit skewed by reality shows where there's a lot of infighting and drama between the contestants. But I do feel like, you know, doing the research that I did, it seems like there's a lot of times there is a sense of togetherness and unity. Is there something you can speak to about that?
Absolutely. This class that I had the opportunity to spend time with the Muskegon truly are some of the most passionate, well-rounded, educated women I've ever met. Not only what they're doing in their communities, but who they are as people on the inside. I've met people that I know will be at my wedding in years from now. I've met people that I know will be in my life for a very long time. What's great about Miss America is when you are a local title holder, we go to other competitions around the state and support the women competing. I am going to a couple pageants within the next couple weeks to go and support not only women competing, but women giving up their titles. And I'm sure a few of them will be in attendance at Miss Crossroads as well. So us showing up for each other on competition days too just shows the true sisterhood, which we say is the invisible pillar of our crown. It's just truly an amazing experience, and there's people I know that I'm grateful I've met because I competed in Miss America.
Yeah, and if there's someone who hears this or hears some clips and they want to get involved with the process, they want to sign up, what are the steps they can take to make sure that happens?
Yeah, our applications are live on our social media. You can find us on Instagram at Miss Crossroads MI, and we're also on Facebook under Miss Jackson Crossroads, Miss Crossroads and Team on Facebook as well. We have links to applications. And even if you have any questions, feel free to even just privately message our social media accounts. Someone will be able to get into contact with you and answer any questions. I know I run the social media a little bit as well. So if I see something maybe from a contestant side as well, I'm more than happy to help out anyone that's wanting or interested in competing.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the competitions that are happening statewide and have happened. I'm not sure if people realize how massive a network this is, you know, just in this state alone and with the partnership with the Miss America program in general. I feel like I do feel like this is kind of a landmark event that while it does lead to bigger things, maybe it is a little bit of a stepping stone in and of itself. It's a big deal locally.
It is, absolutely. And you can earn so many things even just by going to Miss Michigan, not even necessarily winning. I learned so much even just in my preparation this past year that have made me just overall a better person. And at the end of the day, you know, only one person gets to be Miss Michigan. Only one person gets to be Miss Crossroads. But seeing the growth in yourself is one of the most beneficial things. And Miss America is the largest scholarship organization for women. So having something that really celebrates women doing dynamic things in their communities is something really special to be a part of.
Yeah, and throwing it back to the Miss Crossroads aspect, you know, throwing on that sash and wearing that and being at events around Jackson, what does that feel like for you to do that?
It is truly living out my dream. My favorite thing I got to do this year that was truly full circle was I attended and rode in the Spring Arbor Parade. A couple months earlier, I read at an elementary school in Spring Arbor, and going in the parade and having all the kids say, "Oh my gosh, Miss Jackson, you came to my school," knowing that I made a mark on some of the youth here in Jackson, that I was remembered and that I did something positive for them, that is the most heartwarming feeling that really is indescribable, and someone else gets to have that opportunity, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that can be a bit of an inspirational kind of thing where, you know, maybe a girl sees Miss Jackson around their school, and then years later they decide, well, maybe I can give this a shot and I want to do this thing. And they can kind of, it's a cycle of positivity that can last for a while.
It is, absolutely. And that's why my service initiative is around representation, because I didn't see a lot of women that had darker skin and curly hair like me competing. And going through Jackson area and my time in Miss America, I've been able to be that representation that I know 5-year-old Peyton needed, and that is why I do what I do and what makes this organization and this platform so beneficial and important.
Peyton, Tina, do you feel like there's anything that perhaps that I haven't gotten to, or are there any stones left unturned as far as the opportunities that the Miss Crossroads pageant has coming up and the events going on with it?
Right now, our biggest thing is getting those applications, and we're waiting to see who will be our new title holder. And I do not want anyone who is new to be discouraged. It can be very overwhelming stepping into something new, but this board of directors is so great at taking whoever their title holder is and just leading them not only through the process of competing, but getting ready for Miss Michigan. And whoever is next is in very capable hands. It can be really hard to navigate once you step on that stage and that crown is placed on your head, to really navigate this world. But this board of directors is very beneficial, has a lot of expertise and connections that will groom you not only as a contestant, but as a title holder.
Right, so people, whoever's new, maybe they're feeling a little nervous, they can feel confident that they're going to be led in the right direction so that, you know, they can feel the best
Absolutely.
They possibly can going into it.
Absolutely, yes.
So the initial application that we have out there is that. It's just the initial application to show that there may be some interest. We can answer questions. We are going to meet and have practices. We're going to do all kinds of things to help prepare them for the actual event. So they are definitely in good hands as far as with Peyton. As you can tell, she's very well spoken. And with the board that is very supportive to be able to support them in their area of success.
Okay, so anything else about the Miss Crossroads and teen pageant that you want to get on here with the interview as I'm recording this and to get out to the listeners?
I don't think so. Just really encouraging those in both the Ingham and Hillsdale County to apply and to inquire so that we can represent all three counties in our program. So.
All right, that sounds great. Well, thank you, too, for taking some time to speak with me today. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Luke. I appreciate you doing this for us.
No problem.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.